What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly Weekend Edition. Rolls on, boy oh boy. If you're not subscribed to the podcast, this will be the right time to do that. If you're a K-State alumni or K-State fan here in the Midwest, in the state of Kansas, Oklahoma, or wherever it might be, the Purple Project Podcast, all about the latest in Kansas State athletics. And today, this morning, real quick, we wanted to talk about a little bit about the new president taking over on Valentine's Day in the upcoming year. Dr. Richard Litton, selected 15th president of Kansas State by the Kansas Board of Regents back on, actually yesterday. The meeting was on the Manhattan, Kansas, and Dr. Richard Litton is planning on starting his new job right on Valentine's Day. How about that? Linton is the dean of the finishing up as a dean of the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences at North Carolina State University, aka NC State, until he arrives on campus in February. Richard Myers, the current president for K-State, will still be here until Dr. Linton arrives, while Linton wraps up his responsibilities at NC State. He and Myers will start on his leadership transition plans there as well. Linton, the quote, said, "I'm honored to take on the role of president for Kansas State University." And he continues on, quote, "The university is on an exciting trajectory in its community as a contagious passion, culture, and connectivity. I'm energized to help K-State forward and build on this positive momentum." And quote, Litton is strongly connected to land-grant institutions, which is one of the reasons why he applied to become the next president here at Kansas State. He earned his bachelor's degree in biology, master's degree in food science, and doctorate in food science from Virginia Tech from 1994 to 2011. He was a food science faculty member, director, and founder of the Center of Food Safety Engineering and associate director of agricultural research programs at Purdue University. He served as the Department of Chair of Food Science and Technology at the Ohio University from 2011 to 2012 before accepting his current position with NC State. 27-year career, Dr. Richard Litton has published over 60 referred journal articles, 11 textbooks, and over 75 extension publications. He has also presented over 250 invite talks at state, national, and international meetings, as has received more than $15 million in research funding as well. So that's kind of just a brief synopsis of Dr. Richard Litton coming here to K-State as the 15th new president for Kansas State, starting in Valentine's weekend in 2022 next year. So I just wanted to introduce you guys to that as well, along with myself as well, getting to know our new president as an alumni of Kansas State, Dr. Richard Litton, coming from NC State, aka North Carolina State. I do want to throw this little football news in here. If you didn't pay attention, listen to yesterday's daily. A lot of big changes. Really, the changes was kind of alarming to begin the year with, between Jason Ray and Courtney Messingham. If you missed out on that, not go back and listen to that before listening to this one. The new OC, the interim, Colin Klein, the Heisman finalist in 2013, will be calling the plays for Kansas State in their upcoming bowl game. We will know their destination, oh, by the way, coming up later on tonight. A lot going on tonight. Obviously, you have the basketball game, K-State taking on Wichita State. They're a huge, huge game. Non-conference game for K-State. Talking about trajectories here, if K-State men's team wants to go where they want to go later on this year, they're gonna have to take care of one of these next conference non-con games. This is the one I want right here. Wichita State, a very good Shockers team there, so they got that going on tonight as well. The bowl destination of tonight as well. Boy, so much has happened in the last 48 hours, what I want to call it. There's so much to happen. But again, I missed that when the breaking news went down Friday night as well, when Courtney Messingham was fired as offensive coordinator. So yeah, so Colin Klein will be the interim OC for the upcoming bowl game for Kansas State as well. And our new president coming in February 2022, which is 2 months from now, Dr. Richard Linton, your new president for Kansas State University. The Purple Project Podcast, find it wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. Boy, oh boy, this will be a good time to be a subscriber to the Purple Project Podcast, K-State Nation. If you have not done so, I would tell your friends, tell your big K-State, tell Purple, and everybody, get the word out about this podcast. We are rolling off content daily as the best I can here, and this will be the best time to do it as well. None time to do it. Then breaking news yesterday, and the new president just got elected here to Manhattan as well. So I'm here to talk about it, as long as my co-host Alex Aiden for the Weekly Edition, episode 73, also came out on Friday as well. A very good episode, probably one of the better episodes of the 2021 year. So make sure you download it and listen to that as well. But right now, put a pin on this for now. Eddie Greer, appreciate you guys. Go Cats! A lot to go for tonight. Hopefully, K-State will take down Wichita State. Go Cats! We'll talk to you on the next edition of Triple P.